PJ Podcast.
Sit-in. Thanks to My Republic. It is podcast time. We speak about this a little bit in the show, but tonight we're about to head off to work drinks.
People who listen must think we're literally constantly OTP.
Not me. I'm on good behaviour.
Yeah, because if you're not home by 12 tonight, you have to be David's chauffeur for the next week.
That's right.
So you actually can't have a late one.
No, because, and especially, like, out of anyone, I don't want to be chauffeur. It was a bet we made, and our intern, the deviant, was like, you definitely stay out past 12. And I'm like, if I do, I'll be a chauffeur for how long was it?
A week.
Is it a week?
Yeah, a whole week, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that happens.
Yeah, and then if he gets it, then that whole week he'll be doing every one. I'll be bloody driving around 2 a.m, picking him up from people's houses. And
I was actually there when you had the chat with your wife, Lou, about your curfew tonight.
And oh, don't do this. This is embarrassing.
No, well, it sounds like there's sort of no debating around the issue. You're going home at 10:30.
Yeah, she's like, you're coming home with me. I'm like, okay, Dale. Can you at least say, like, babe, stay out if you want? So that way.
Who, me?
No, I want her to say that. Oh, I want her to say that to me so it looks I'm cool. Like, she can go, babe, you could stay out if you want. And then I'll go, no, babe, all good. I'm going to come home with you. So everyone's like, oh, God, what a sweetheart.
But you actually want to stay out, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not allowed. I'm just closet cool.
Do you know the closet cool?
Like, I want to be cool. But
doesn't that mean you're secretly cool?
That's it. Yeah. See, I'm so uncool.
That you think you're secretly cool.
Yeah. Last time we went for work drinks, something happened between you and another on-air member from a different radio station.
No, we were literally on the dance floor hanging out. I think he's a funny, very clever guy.
You were holding hands.
There was a bit of hand-holding.
Yeah.
I held your hand.
We're not allowed to.
Actually, I've never held your hand.
No, yeah. No, you haven't. We won't reveal who it was. We will confirm they're not from Coast.
No, they're not from Coast or News Talk ZB.
Right. Oh, damn it. I was going to get
Or Flavour.
Yeah, what's wrong with the Flavour lads?
No, I'm saying they're not from there.
Oh, right. You just want to narrow it down.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay. All right. But we won't go into who it was or where they were from.
No.
Anyway, have a good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Tell you what, I don't want to talk up my sporting knowledge, but look at me getting across Wimbledon at the moment.
Oh, at least you're saying it right today. Yesterday it was Wimbledon and then Wimbledon-ton. So, yeah, progress.
Baby steps.
Only I'm being sassy today. I'm sorry if that came across the road.
No, to your defence, I only realised it was tennis today. So, thought, God, the bloody rugby looks different. So I was watching some clips online. Something so rude happened courtside. There was one of the tennis players. I can't pronounce his name, so I won't go into it.
Oh, can I say it?
Yeah,
I've got to
I got to load up the laptop, put my password in.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, that's minimise mail.
Rigmarole.
Yeah, I've got the text machine up. Can we just, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. So anyway, he is wiping himself down courtside. You know when they come off, they get a little towel, wipe himself down. He looks up and he sees there's a young teenager, second row, who's obviously standing up, massive tennis fan.
Oh.
As the tennis player wipes the sweat onto the towel, he throws the towel into the crowd, to the young fella.
Like, I get it, but what if the teenager was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, come on, mate, I don't want your sweaty towel. Throw us your $800 racket.
Yeah,
but, you know, they're true fans.
Yeah, they're true fans. Of course.
Here's the thing. There's an older couple sitting in front, and the grumpy old bastard grabs the towel. So it's airborne.
Oh, he intercepts it.
Airborne. He intercepts it and then starts pulling the towel down while this young kid behind him is trying to grab the towel, and the old guy's yanking the towel off the young kid behind him and stole it from the kid.
What was his problem?
I know. He wanted to keep the souvenir. Everyone just owned this guy on social. Meanwhile, the tennis player has reached out on social and said, look, if anyone knows the kid, let me know. I'll get him something else. That's harsh, man.
It's so harsh.
But it got me thinking.
Are you a grumpy old man?
No. 0800.
Because you could call out. Okay. I'm sorry. I was in a sassy role. I'll tone it down.
Are you done?
Yep, I'm done.
Do you know of anyone else I can work with? No. Have you stolen from a kid?
Jase.
I know that's ruthless.
It is. No one steals from kids.
I've done it.
Of course you have.
I did it to Felix. When we were in Bali, we got the kids ice blocks one morning and I said to the boys, like, there's ice blocks in the freezer. Anyway, Felix was cracking it. So I put him down for a midday nap.
Mm.
When he was down for a midday nap, I was starving. So I went and ate the ice cream in the freezer.
Yeah.
When he woke up, he's like, daddy, my ice cream. And I convinced him he'd eaten it before he went to sleep. And he was so tired that he forgot.
Jason Hawkins.
He's like, Danny, my ice cream, like, Felix, you ate it just before you
Jason,
had a sleep, remember?
And then I'm like,
I remember going, go and look in the bin, the stick will be there. And he looks, he's like, oh, Danny, the stick's in the bin. I'm like, I know, remember, it was really yummy.
Oh, my God.
And then he's laying on the couch going, I love ice cream.
No.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Oh, we just got a great text.
We want to know, what have you stolen from a kid?
Now, this is off a story that came out of Wimbledon. You were saying how it was a tennis player whose name you couldn't pronounce.
Yeah.
Someone just texted saying, hey, Jace, the guy's name from Wimbledon that you can't pronounce is Jack Sock.
Is it really?
Cheers, Malcolm.
I just couldn't find it in the story.
So good. Brilliant. That made my day.
Damn it. Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Are you stolen from a kid?
Yeah, well, we're at Nitro Circus Live this year and I was sitting on the front row and you know how they like shoot out things to freebies?
Oh, yeah.
Shooting out T-shirts and a potato gun.
Right.
They shot it. It was like a metre and a half from me and I was sitting there like, nah, it's not going to come. And it got there and I just leaped out of my chair and I grabbed it and at the same time... this kid grabbed it too, and I was just like, nah, that's mine. Free $50 shirt.
Ruthless.
And I was just like, what are you doing?
I know.
And the kid. But that wasn't me.
Did the kid just sit there, like, afterwards, just watching you hold this
like,
shit?
And then walked off, and they're like, give it to him. I was like, yeah. No, I'm cold.
That's ruthless.
That is ruthless. But
ruthless.
You would probably do
no, I would. Not that. Not that.
Hello, Renee.
Hi.
What did you steal from a kid?
I stole $20 off my 4-year-old.
Okay, that sounds like you did a pickpocket job.
First of all, what?
So my nana gave me $20 to give to her, but I've spent 4 years paying for her stuff, so I put it in my tank.
Are you going to pay her back in the future?
You know,
probably good.
Yeah, you know what? I see what she's saying. You know, she pays for fuel all the time. Wouldn't hurt the kids to chuck in a bit of coin.
Hello,
you, like, you've never raided a... nieces or nephews.
Nah, I don't have any nieces or nephews
yet. I can tell you now, every parent's done this. Like, when Lou and I need a bit of change,
We'll
just go to Felix's piggy bank. He's not going to know.
Jeez, he might podcast the show 20 years' time.
The rest of the money in there we go.
He'll come back for all his unclaimed money. Hello, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, mate. We're good. You've stolen from a kid?
I'm actually a school teacher, so I do it on a daily basis.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Jess.
Hi, Jess isn't your name.
What's the situation?
Stationery is a good one. You know, can I borrow a pen? Yep, so I don't have that.
What are you running, a black market Trade Me on the weekend?
And they're always great pens. They're those snuggle ones that are always expensive and it's like, yep.
What's a bet we walk into your joint and it looks like the warehouse stationery? All dodgy. Yep. Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
Well, just hang on there. I want to find out what school you're at so I don't send my kids there.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Jace, you know Tinder, obviously. There's Bumble, which is a similar Tinder, but the girls have to talk first.
Yeah, I've never had a crack at it.
I know, because you missed the sort of dating app days.
Vaughn and I were talking about this the other week.
How do you reckon you would have gone?
I reckon I would have been... needing some help.
Well, there's a new one to add to the list. You may have heard of this. It's called Date a Tradie. And it is exactly as it sounds. So it is basically Tinder for tradies.
Have you got to be a tradie to use it? Or it's just if you're attracted to tradies?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I guess you swipe through tradie guys. Single tradies.
So if tradie's your niche... then it's just, do they go over the top? Like, are there photos featuring them in tool belts?
Oh,
or it's known that you're a tradie?
See, I reckon it'd be more fun to play it up. Play out
right.
The belt.
Yeah, right.
Put on the little hat. You can build a profile of 6 photos in 1 video, which is cool. I don't know, I don't think you can do videos on Tinder.
God, but you know what?
What?
If I need a job done around the house anymore, forget going online. So I might just load up the tradie Tinder and hit them up. They'll think I want a date.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah. Hey, can I have a quote? Is that a sexual term? Yeah. No, I just want you to come around and fix the door, mate. That's it. I've got a friend in Brizzy who, like, she's now married to a tradie, Abby.
Yeah.
And she loves tradies.
Why? Is that her niche?
Just that.
She
her
loves
thing.
Them.
Loves tradies.
See, I used to say musicians.
I used
to be quite into, like, band guys, like, you know, guitars, a little bit alternative. Now I'm more swaying towards really intellectual jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what sort of job? If they were creating a Tinder where it was just that industry, three, two, one, boom, go.
Environmental studies.
It's my fault. I should have given you more time. I like sports.
Sports
chicks and surfers.
Do you?
And surfers.
Yeah.
I love surfers. Surfers are great.
Which really surprises me because you hate the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So how would that work out long term?
Oh, I'd drop her off and sit in the air-conditioned car in the car park until she's ready to come home.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Call me naive, but did you know this? I'm going to run this past you. Did you know that Madonna and Tupac dated years and years ago?
No.
I know.
No, I didn't.
This was a shock to me as well.
Yeah, right.
Well, a letter written by Tupac while he was in prison has revealed why he dumped Madonna after they dated secretly for 3 years.
Didn't even know he was in prison.
No,
so.
I should probably know that. But anyway, in this letter, he revealed he ended their secret relationship because of the different cultures and how his people would react. He said, "For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. But for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I would be letting down half of the people who made me what I thought I was."
Why is this just coming out now?
Well, the thing is, the letter's to go out for auction between July 19th and the 29th of July, and the bids are starting at a casual $100,000. But see, yeah, he said, "I never meant to hurt you. As you can see, I have grown both spiritually and mentally. It no longer matters how I'm perceived." And then he went on to offer a strong friendship with her.
So you got to think, celebrities old school. Celebs wrote diaries, a lot of letters.
I know.
Did you ever write a diary?
I used to have a diary.
When did you stop? Here we go.
Well, I went through a phase recently and then I left it hanging around the office and it stressed me out because, well, it was post-breakup and I was trying to deal with a few things.
What did you put in there?
Oh, nothing. Just like, "Oh, you are good on your own." Like,
did you do motivational quotes for yourself?
Yeah, I may have written a few. And then I think Morn opened it. What's this? But luckily he didn't open it on that page. Because it was a lot of blank pages.
I remember the show that day.
Yeah, I was
stressing
out.
Was like, "What's
out.
Up?" And he was like, "I am good on my own." I was in the car going, "What's Vaughn talking about? Vaughn's on the juice this morning."
It was a little bit deeper.
Good for you. Whatever got you through. That's all right.
That is your spy.
Can we go through the diary?
No,
on the, okay.
More right. Upset him alive.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I just want to take a second out to say congratulations and welcome home, Team New Zealand.
Such an amazing effort from all of the lads.
So good watching the street parade today. America's Cup on board, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'd love to, I asked producer Alex.
If you could try sailing?
No.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
What else do you reckon?
I don't know, throw confetti?
No.
Be a reporter on the street?
No, just ask them to get me a Kit Kat from the vending machine, that's all.
That's not really related to what we're talking about.
Oh, just I thought of it then. No. I said, can you see if you can get the America's Cup to the high tea this afternoon?
You are dreaming.
I know, but I thought, like, I know. Right. I know, but I thought, how cool would it be to have just a little peppermint? Little peppermint tea out of the cup.
Oh, right.
That'd be great. Yeah, little tea bags hanging actually. Over the side.
Oh, that'd be a very strong tea.
Yeah, you're right, though. He said I was dreaming. Now, look, we did welcome them home today. And Peter Burling, we love Pete. He's a national hero and treasure now.
Mm.
And Pete and I have had him on the show before. After he got back from the Olympics with his medal, we tried to sell it just to see how much we could get for it.
Didn't go down too well.
Ah, it depends what way you look at it. Now, producer Alex found his number today. And Paige and I were like, "Hey, look, let's us just call him. Don't you ring and say, 'Hey, will you come on the show?' Because he could say no."
Surprise.
We're more of an ask forgiveness than permission sort of show.
Mm.
It's just easier that way. So we decided to ring Pete just before the parade. We weren't going to ring him during the parade. That'd just be rude.
Yeah.
So it was just before the parade. So keep in mind, everyone, this was coming from a good place.
It was.
What we didn't expect was just before the parade, we didn't know he would be on stage getting a full traditional welcome back into the country.
Hello?
Hello, Pete.
Yep.
It's Jason PJ from ZM. How are you, brother?
Hey, mate. Yeah, good.
We just wanted to say welcome back and congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, you might remember after you won the medal at the Olympics, remember we tried to sell it at the pawn shop? Imagine what we'd get for the cup, mate.
She's pretty big.
Yeah, I know. Like, what they say, $2,000 for the medal, from what I remember. We'd have to get a cheeky 10.
So I'll better go. We're in the middle of something.
I think there's something quite important going on.
I'll let you go. If you change your mind, let me know. Just shoot me a text. We'll take the cup down, all right?
Sounds good, boys.
All right, see you, mate. She's a girl. Okay, bye. See you, mate. Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Searching the nation for exceptionally large heads, Jason PJ's Big Hat High Tea. Live from the gallery of the Stamford Plaza, Auckland.
Good afternoon, New Zealand. Yay. Jason PJ getting you home, and a very royal welcome to everyone joining us for our Big Hat dash Massive Head High Tea. This place is very nice. This place is way too nice for you and I.
And Toon Deviant organised this, and I thought, you know, we'd be in the back of a car park or something. But we're here. It's very nice.
No, he was saying he's brought many people to these rooms, and this is one of his favourite hotels.
So fancy.
So, look, a big shout-out and hello to everyone that's rocked up. I want to point out, everyone looks amazing.
I know.
It looks like a whole bunch of people that listen to this show just walked out of court. Like, they're very nicely dressed.
It's quite funny because one side are the big heads and the other side are the friends, and there's a real difference in size.
Shall we meet some of the big heads? Actually, just quickly, for anybody that's just joining the hat campaign, PJ bought me the most hideous hat 2 weeks ago when she was in London for a present. I asked for a giant bottle of vodka. She bought me back a cheese cutter hat. It made me look like a 90-year-old chauffeur.
Yeah.
It's size XXXXL. Now, we made the agreement that I have to wear it because it's a present. Unless I can offload it to a matching head.
Think Cinderella, but for heads.
You got it. So we put together the group of New Zealand's fattest, biggest, biggest
careful
heads. Sorry, guys. Let's not have a fight in the foyer of the Stanford. The biggest heads this afternoon. And they're going to try it on. We'll go live on Jason PJ Facebook page at about 20 past five as well. But should we meet some big heads?
First time we've got all in the head. Aaron, how are you feeling, Az?
Yeah, good, good.
You reckon you can take it out this arvo?
I thought I had a chance, but I don't know.
Yeah, right. Are you, just out of curiosity, if you win the hat, are you going out tonight? Are you going to hit the town with it or anything?
Oh, I have to.
Yeah, exactly. Get the hat out there. Who else have we got? We got some lads that have flown in from Canterbury as well.
Dome here, Jack. How are we doing, Jack?
Yeah, not too bad, really.
You like him.
Enjoying the occasion.
You like a man in uniform. They look like they're wearing their...
No, I've got a soft spot because he's from Canterbury and that's where I'm from. But
and you guys don't know each other?
No.
There's no history?
No.
Cool. Because, like, you know, it's a contest. Now's the time to speak up.
I promise I don't know Dome Head Jack.
Right. I don't mean you're a contest. I mean this event's
I just want to clarify.
Yeah. Who's the gentleman on your right?
To my right is Big Bonts Brian.
Big Bonts Brian, welcome. Brian's got his daughters here. Did you bring both daughters?
Yeah. They're both hungry, so I thought I'd bring them along.
What a tight ass dad. I love it.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I started screaming and I realised rich, snobby people in the foyer just looked at me like I don't belong here.
I can't take you seriously. You look like a villain slash...
So I'm in a tuxedo. PJ's in a dress that looked like an Oscar vomited on her. And they've given me like the giant cane. I look like the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Don't I?
Illegal Monopoly man.
What? Stop saying I look dodgy in a suit.
You just look dodgy. I can't take you seriously.
All right. So look, photos are going up. Jason PJ Facebook page, and we're going to live stream very soon because we're trying to offload the 4XL hat PJ bought.
What happens if no one fits it? Have we sort of thought that through?
I'm sorry. I tuned out because producer Alex has just shown me a note. High tea is now served. Bring on the waiters and waitresses. Little snack size sandwiches.
There's little cupcakes.
Little cakes.
Little fruit tarts.
Little savouries and little...
Oh, macaroons.
Oh.
Macaroons.
Look at... Hey, Peach, stay classy.
Oh, okay.
Stay classy.
Got it.
All right, let's try and offload this trip.
Pack your bags. It's Zim's World Tour.
All right, let's go to the phones. 0800 dial ZM. If you get through, you pick the right seat. You are off to see Calvin Harris live in Vegas, which will be nowhere near as sophisticated as this event right now.
Jana is joining us. Hello, Jana. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Have you been to Las Vegas before?
No, I haven't. I'd love
Forget
to go,
that.
Though.
Have you been to a Big Hat High Tea at Stanford Plaza?
No, I haven't. That will be fabulous.
Okay, I'll save you a little savoury. These things are amazing. Okay, what seat number do you want to have a guess at?
12A, please.
Right,
let's
12A.
Have a look. 12A is free. Is it right?
Let's check.
Sorry, the flight has already departed.
Sorry, mate. Trip lives on for another day. Thanks for trying, though, okay?
Thank you.
No
No worries. We're gonna play again tomorrow morning with Fletch, Vaughan and Megan. So, like, we're at the Big Hat High Tea, right?
Yeah.
Colossal Cranium Jack, one of the big heads.
How many Jacks have we got here today?
I don't know. We've got a lot of big headed Jacks.
If you're a Jack, raise your hand.
Raise your hand. Big headed Jacks.
Two Jacks.
Yeah, two Jacks. Three Jacks. Yeah, we got three Jacks. But how's this, right? The high tea's just been served. Everyone's gone into food gramming. Everyone's posting photos.
Oh, it's because it looks amazing.
Yeah, and I've just looked down and Jack's just posting, going, this actually looks badass. Were you not expecting it to be as not?
I was not expecting all of this. No, I wasn't.
Is it because it's normally, you think Jason PJ, you don't expect this?
A couple of sandwiches, maybe. Maybe a scone or two. Maybe.
I wanted to do
I love that slogan, Jason PJ. Couple of sandwiches,
maybe a scone or two.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
If you're struggling in life with, I don't know, a relationship issue, something at work, we have got the man for you, Jason's dad, Aussie Paul. We give him a call every week and you can send your questions through 9696 on the text.
Hello.
This is different. Hello, Mum.
I was just talking about you, Jason.
You're on the radio. Are you trying to steal Dad's segment?
Oh, no. Oh, you need him, don't you?
What? Oh, no. We'd love to hear from Mama Jace. Mama Jace, how are you?
Her name's Jan.
No, thanks, PJ. I'm out of that.
She's not called Mama Jace.
Can you ring him back in a couple of minutes?
What's he doing?
He's looking after the park at the moment. He's got somebody coming in.
He's running the caravan park. Oh. He's running the caravan park.
It's a camping ground.
Sorry, it's a camping ground.
You were getting told.
Here he comes now.
G'day.
Excuse me, is that the general manager of the campground?
No, I'm a temporary manager.
A temporary manager.
Hello, PJ. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We thought Mum was stealing your segment at the start there, Dad.
She did too.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
No, I wouldn't.
We got more questions.
Oh, geez.
Have you got a sec? Do you need to do anything? Like, need to open a boom gate?
No, I'm just sitting here looking at the ocean, mate. 28 degrees.
All right, thanks for the weather report. Yeah, cool.
All right, first one this week's from Matt. He goes, hey, Paul, I'm a gay guy living in Gore, and it's really hard meeting single guys in a small town. Have you got any tips for me?
How would I know?
Well,
hotel, I suppose. A small town.
He means like the pub.
Oh.
PJ thought you meant rent a room at a hotel.
I was like, Paul, come on.
No. There might be a small town. They might even have a community hall.
Dance
or something. You know, you talk a small town.
Yeah, we're not talking 1978, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. We've got another question here from Elise. She says, hey, Paul, I'm getting married at the end of the year and I'm in a bit of a situation. I don't know if I should invite my workmates. I've been there for a year and we get along really well, but there's about 8 of them.
Ooh.
What should I do?
Flick a lot of them.
You just got to have a social media rule.
You just got to straight down the middle.
You got to draw the line.
Hang on. You got to have a what? No
social media rule.
Are you worried about magazines getting the photos?
No, I'm saying in this situation.
See, because PJ's a celebrity, Dad. She's worried about the magazines picking up the photos, the paparazzi.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Paul. You tell your son.
She's got to get a black because PJ's got to get a black.
Yeah. All right, we keep bringing this up, Paul. It's a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
We got work drinks tonight, Dad. She might hook up with a co-worker.
Keep an eye on her, mate.
Yeah, I will.
All right, we've got another one here from Aaron. Aaron says, hey, Paul, I caught my missus and my best mate pashing when I came home from work early. What should I do?
Belt the crap out of him.
Okay, we can't encourage that.
No, we can't encourage that.
Can't encourage that? All right. Get rid of him. He's not a mate anymore.
The way he said get rid of him there sounded like he was going to be buried.
No.
Right, okay, all right. Just want to clarify. Right, yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's not a friend anymore, mate.
Hey, Dad, just quickly, I will point out, we're doing the show from the Stanford Plaza this afternoon. We're actually in a really swanky hotel. When was the last time you and Mum shacked up in a nice hotel?
When you got married.
Really?
Why don't you take Mum out to, like, a nice hotel for the night?
Why?
Like, just...
You'd have to wear shoes for a start.
Yeah, right.
let me
check. Are you allowed bare feet in here? No, I'm getting a few looks. You're right, Dad. You're right. All right, we'll leave you to it. Say hi to everyone at the caravan park for us.
There's a few Kiwis here too.
Oh, really?
One by coming yesterday. So I said, where are you from? He said, New Zealand. I said, you're not allowed in.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Paul.
See you later.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We are doing our Big Hat High Tea. Without doubt, the nicest event you and I have ever thrown.
Yeah.
And
I almost don't want to leave. Do you think that... realize if we just stay tonight?
Oh, no. I think a girl in a sparkly gold dress squatting in the foyer. They won't even notice a thing, doll. Not a thing. Security will have you out before the show's finished. So we're doing our Big Hat High Tea. PJ bought me my XXXL hat from London. It doesn't fit my head, so we've got together New Zealand's largest heads. Now, before we try them on, we're currently doing high tea. Excuse me. Sorry, Peach. Have you tried these little chocolate... Try the chocolate mousse cakes.
I feel like
cakes.
This is...
It isn't a stitch-up.
Are you stitching me up?
Swear to God. I promise you.
Which
try
one?
The chocolate mousse cake.
That one.
Yep. Shove that straight in your mouth. Mm. They're incredible. Get into it. Like, just
oh my
get...
God.
They're really... Just get into it. Mm. All over your mouth. Mm. As you do that, from Real Housewives of Auckland, I'd like to welcome one of our special guests, Angela Stone, who is also an etiquette coach, which I thought would be perfect for the occasion. Ange, come in. Angela Stone from Real Housewives. Can we have a round of applause? A royal welcome. Hello, Ange. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. Come and say hello to Peach. Oh, Peach.
You just stuffed my face.
Hi, Ange. It's okay, sweetheart. Nice to meet
you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Seriously?
Just
are you all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to eat with chocolate in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
just
is.
First and then talk.
Hello.
Hello.
It's all over your teeth,
oh, God. Oh, man. Out of everything I've got to put in my mouth.
No, it's no problem. Just chew first and then we talk.
Right. Now, firstly, congratulations on the show. I'm addicted to it. We watch the good bitch sessions on the couch at my place at home. My wife gets me into it. Now, you sort of do etiquette coaching as well, don't you? Would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what PJ doesn't know is you've been watching from a distance during the high tea.
Oh, no. This is unfair. This is a stitch up.
How would you describe the way us and our fine big-headed listeners are eating?
Look, at the end of the day, I mean... Look what you're eating. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very fine. The thing is just to take your time and not to put too much in your mouth at one stage.
She's looking at me, isn't she? Hey, where do you sit on this? Okay, cutlery, meat pie, right or wrong?
Wrong.
Right?
Yeah.
Sausage roll?
Hands.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Pizza.
So you're not too snob. Oh, pizza.
Pizza. Knife and fork.
No!
Oh! What a wanky way to eat pizza.
Sorry. Unless you're on the beach, no problem.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, at home, you kind of need a knife and fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll try and step up the classiness. Another season of Real Housewives? What's it go? You're rolling? You're filming?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's all over,
it's
guys.
Done. It's
for
done.
Bravo. Absolutely. It's done. It's
I thought it rated really well.
Well, it did. It was one of the highest rating television shows that New Zealand has ever made. But do you know what? We did our job. We launched Bravo into New Zealand, and it was successful. But, yeah, I think it was too much for New Zealand.
See, I liked it.
It made my
relationship look bloody normal, to be honest.
Honestly, Jace, some of us have got bigger fish to fry. There's more on the horizon.
Oh,
yes.
Big things coming this
well,
way.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting. Yeah.
Well, look, thank you very much for swinging by the high tea this afternoon. I promise we will step up the classiness.
Well, I'll be watching, you know, and it's like there's a few elbows on the table. I mean, well, seriously,
oh,
what are these
I didn't
guys?
Even notice that. Elbows off the table. Come on, guys. We're at a classy establishment.
Yeah.
Ange, thanks so much for stopping by.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You've still got chocolate on your mouth, though.
Really?
Okay, when we come back, we are going to be live streaming Jason PJ Facebook page, and we will officially find a head for our hat.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST, and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Searching the nation for exceptionally large heads, Jason PJ's Big Hat High Tea. Live from the gallery of the Stamford Plaza, Auckland.
Good afternoon, New Zealand, and good afternoon if you're joining us on Facebook Live. Jason PJ on Facebook. Cameras are rolling. We're coming to you live from our Big Hat High Tea.
You know how I say you never do things 50%? This is one of those examples. And if you go to our Facebook page right now, you'll understand what I mean.
I just wanted like a small picnic in the backyard. Obviously, I've gone a little bit over the top. I realise that. I've hired a throne. We've got to wrap this up by 6. I've got to get the suit back or I pay extra. Also, Sharon is here from Hattitude. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, Sharon's going to... official. So yeah. For anybody that's just joining.
She's our hat connoisseur.
Well, she's the hat official.
Yeah, okay. All that too. Yep.
I'm not changing the name tags now, all right? Okay, so PJ bought me a hat. When we're on holiday, she bought me a hat when we're in London. It's size XXXXL. It's way too big for me. So we put together New Zealand's largest heads that listen to our show. They will take turns trying on the hat. If Sharon officially states that the hat fits, the hat has a new home. Do we bring on head number one?
All right. Introducing our first contestant.
Come on in, boss.
Colossal Cranium Jack.
Come and grab a seat. Okay, Jack, grab a seat in the throne. Here we go. You're a big unit, mate. You're a big unit.
Yep. Just fit on the chair.
Don't break the chair, mate, because other people need to sit in it. All right, if you would like to take the hat, slowly putting on the head, Sharon from Hatitude, measuring tape out. If you would like to examine and see how it goes, go for it, mate. Hat going on.
Oh,
she looks roomy from here.
Does it? I think it looks pretty snug.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jack.
Unlucky.
Thank you, mate.
Sorry,
hat back.
Jack.
There we go.
Go and have another scone.
Go. Oh, I thought you were about to say scotch. It's going to go good. We've stepped it up a notch. Next up.
Next up, we have C-section Clyde.
C-section Clyde.
Ask about the name.
If you would like to come on down, C-section Clyde, grab a seat. We won't ask about the name, but obviously a big shout out to your mum because she obviously went through pain. Okay. Are you ready to go?
I am so ready. And thank you, Mom. She's listening right now. Shout out to her for pushing my head out 22 years ago.
That was graphic.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Okay, here we go. Hat going on. Sharon from Hatitude, official.
Oh. It suits him.
No.
Too loose? Too loose. I'm sorry.
Sorry, C-section Clyde.
Sorry, mate. Thank you. Get out of the chair. All right. All right, next head. Next head we're looking for.
Introducing Taylor T-Rex Dixon.
Oh, lady head. Come and grab a seat. Hello, Taylor. Welcome. You're not happy with your nickname, are you?
No, I'm not happy. T-Rex. I'm not a T-Rex.
It's flattering.
Okay,
all right. It's like, oh, you've got feist. You've got sass.
Oh, God.
Feist?
Okay, here we go. There's the hat. Here we go. T-Rex. Throwing on the hat now. The lady cheese cup.
You look good, T-Rex.
You look good. You look... What, you think it's too loose?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Sharon?
Yep. Officially, no.
Oh! I'm sorry. Thank you, T-Rex.
On to our second Jack of the evening. Gigantic head Jack. Your way to the seat.
Come on, paging. There's
a lot of big headed Jacks.
This is great. Hello, mate. Grab a seat. Dare I say, you look like a doctor, Jack. What do you do for a living?
Actually, I'm a machine operator.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, pretty much similar. Okay. Do you normally wear a hard hat or anything at work?
We wear like a hairnet.
Okay. All right. So definitely not a hard hat. All right. Okay. Hat going on. Here we go. This is it. He's got a lot of hair. It's clipped on the glasses. The hat is on. Does it feel comfy?
It feels very comfy.
Okay.
Got a winner?
There looks to be a bit of movement.
Can we do a quick measure?
Oh, okay, we're measuring. Okay, yep, go for it. All right, Sharon from Hatitude doing a measure because she knows the actual...
The exact measurement.
She knows the exact measurement of the hat.
Sorry.
Jack had it.
That's sad. He's going to be leaving with a hairnet. Back to work. Sorry, mate. Okay, next up, who we got?
On
to
our third and final Jack of the afternoon, Domehead Jack.
Paging Domehead Jack. Is this the dude that flew in?
This is the guy from Canterbury.
How's this? What a tight-ass company we are. We're not even putting him up for the night. He's going He's going back. What time's your flight, mate?
7 o'clock.
All right, we'll speed this along for you. Okay, grab a seat. All right, here we go. You got a big melon on you, mate. All right. All right.
Has he got a big head, or is that just his hair?
Just quickly, before you put on uniform, what's this?
That's the Lincoln University rugby tie. So that's my rugby team that I play for back home.
Do you wear
so
headgear?
Nah, I can't fit, mate.
Didn't think so. Can't fit in headgear. Here we go. Hat going on. How's she feel in your mind?
Oh, he looks good.
You could be a bit smaller, but, you know, it's not too bad.
Hang on. Hey, what? Easy.
I meant the hat.
Yeah, right. Easy.
I call the hat a he.
It's actually looking pretty good.
Okay, can we do an official measurement? Okay, hat off. We're doing an official measurement of Domehead Jack. Checking the measurement of the head.
We've still got two more contestants, though.
We do?
Yeah.
What?
Do we have a head?
We have Cinderella.
We have a head!
Oh, no, the confetti cannon went the wrong way.
The confetti cannon's gone the wrong way and shot a staff member. Domehead Jack, put the hat on. Your life has changed. Mate, quit university. I don't know what you were studying. Your life has changed.
Oh, yeah, bloody privilege, really, you know.
Can you promise to wear this at Lincoln Uni every day for the rest of the year?
Yep. I'll do it. I'm back Sunday. I'll be there wearing it.
Are you a single man?
Yep, of course.
Oh, mate. You need to borrow the cane because the ladies are going to come running. You're going to have to fight that. Stand up. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. New Zealand. Woo! Your new champion. Massive head that wears the hat. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks very much. It's been a privilege to come up here. You know, day wasn't wasted at the end of it.
So I'm here, Jack. What a winner.
Now, Jack's like, all right, if we can speed this on, I've got to get my fly back.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We are wrapping up our Big Hat High Tea. We're doing it at the Stanford Plaza. Thank you so much to everyone that has come along. The hat has a new home.
Yeah.
The hat's going back to Canterbury.
Going back to Jack, who goes to Lincoln University.
Who? You're right.
What?
You've taken a liking to Jack.
No, I just think it looks good on his head. I'm happy we got a happy owner. Am I coming across a bit too, Kate?
No. It's all good. You're just like, hey, Jack, that hat looks good. Jack!
I just think it looks good on him. He's a country guy. All right. My God, I'm really... Yeah, okay, I'll tone it down.
All right, let's get you Spy.
Spy.co.nz.
Are you a Batman or a Spider-Man kind of guy? Spider-Man.
No, Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Batman, cool car.
Yeah, of course.
Spider-Man swinging off buildings. Looks like a lot of work.
So the new guy who was playing Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He's dished the dirt on what he actually had to endure while shooting the upcoming film.
Right.
And he revealed that all he was allowed to wear under his Spidey suit, what do you reckon?
Skins.
G-string. Yeah. Ooh. Absolute shock when they handed it to him on set. He was like, what?
Side note. Thoughts on blokes in G-strings?
Look, each to their own. I'm not absolutely anti it.
I'm going to ask these girls at the high tea.
I'd probably freak out.
Oh, yeah, you'd massively.
I'd freak out. Like, I wouldn't be prepared, but
you took his pants off. You're like, well, I didn't expect that.
No, I mean...
Girls, we're talking about... Oh, God, this is awkward because I've picked two young ladies who have brought their dad along to the high tea. Their dad's sitting right opposite them. Where do you sit on guys in G-strings?
Guys in G-strings? I'm personally not a fan. Oh, you know, you never know. Could be a good look.
Okay, you're getting a look from Dad. Dad is not happy.
Big bonks,
like,
Brian.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to have a chat in the car on the way home, girls. That'd be a surprise for you, wouldn't it?
He was on set first day and he was like, they brought them in and they were like, here are your thongs. And he was like, what?
I've worn a skin-coloured one before for a photo shoot.
A G-string.
Yeah, photo shoot. It was like a skin...
Is it supportive around the front?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Because that's what I think. I always just think...
They call it the sock on set.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because I always... I'm not going to go on.
No,
that.
Go on. Go
but
on.
I always think the berries might sort of pop out. Like, I think it'd be hard to sort of pop the berries in a G. Oh, okay.
Can you do me a favour?
Yep. Never call them berries.
No. When we're live
balls.
From...
Oh, just... Okay, don't say balls. Oh, yeah, we're in a nice place.
When we're live at a nice place...
Yep.
Can you not cup your genital area and say the term berries? It just, we got some looks. That's
noted.
All. We got
some absolutely
looks.
Noted.
And now I've got to do this bad segue. I'd like to thank the Stanford Plaza for having berries and I here this afternoon.
That is not my new nickname.
We're about to wrap up and head back to the station. I just want to thank everybody who has joined us for our Big Hat High Tea. Guys, thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you.
The video's at the Jason PJ Facebook page if you want to have a look.
I love how it's such a formal applause.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, and we're in a bar, and I'm like, yeah! And they're like, woo!
Yeah, free bar cards, free bar cards. Very different event.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.